بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah we will discuss is Surah Al-Adiyat. Every surah has a crux, a point that we go back with. The surah before the surah. In the last verse, which is called Surah Idha Zulzilatil Ardu Zilzalaha, the last verse is Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says that whatever you do in this world, فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, whatever you do in this world, you're going to see it. Whatever you do. Whatever good you do, you're going to definitely see it. Whatever bad you do, you're going to see it. So that's itself so scary. Everything. But then in Wal-Adiyat, it comes even one level higher. Where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, forget what actions you do. What feeling you have within you. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, on that day, I'm going to take out that feeling. That feeling that which is. إِذَا حُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that on that day, that which was in the chest, when it will come out. See, an action is such that there could be a person who doesn't want others to know who he is. So he is able not to do that. But within him, he keeps something in. Well, Adiyat speaks about that day, forget your action. It will be a day that secret which was within is going to come out. The surah is going to speak about two sicknesses. Eating nothing. Appreciating nothing. And because one person does not appreciate, it goes one level higher. The next level is that a person only wants more and more and more. Because a person who's appreciating, whenever you'll ask him, how are you? In Jannah, man will appreciate. So in Jannah, when Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala will say to his servant, what can I get for you? His answer will be, oh Allah, what haven't you given me? And Jannah is the place to ask. But in Jannah, man will have a quality called, I appreciate. So whenever he's asked, you want more? He will say, oh Allah, what haven't you given me? And just when he says that, Allah will say, now I'm going to give you more. It's natural. When you appreciate, even if you say, I don't want, the person says, I want to give you that. See, but I'm telling you, I don't want. You say, I want to give you. Opposite. When a person does not appreciate, Safwan, stand. When a person does not appreciate, then the next thing that happens is that the love of the world, he wants more. So after a while he's told, are you not full? He'd say, I just need a little more. What is the ilaj? The one that's mentioned above, learn how to appreciate. And if a person says, I don't know how to appreciate, then the end of the surah says, that then we will give you another remedy. Think of that day when your inside love of this world is going to be shown in front of everyone. Everyone will look at you, how greedy you are. That you looked at my car, you wanted that. You looked at my house, you wanted that. For someone it might be, you looked at my daughter, you wanted her. You looked at my wife, you wanted everything. That whatever your eyes fell on. But on that day when it comes out. So this surah is going to take us on a journey of what is called appreciation. First, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala is going to prove to all of us that really we don't appreciate Allah's favors. Once that is proven, then we accept that, okay, I haven't got it. That's when Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, because you haven't got it, that's why you're always greedy for more. Had you been appreciating what I'm giving you, appreciation would have made us all full. But the proof that me and you don't appreciate, what a proof Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gives. He speaks of the horse. Where the world normally says dog is a man's best friend. But even a dog will never do what a horse will do. People had a test on dogs, that if you have to get robbed, how many times will the dog save you? And how many times will the dog run to save itself? So you get these people, these robbers, meaning made up robbers. So they act like a robber, they come with that hand which the dog can bite. And they run in the house just to test, will your dog look after you? Most of the time they found. The dog barked, the dog jumped, the dog bit also. But once the dog got one shot, the dog ran. The dog ran. So man's best friend, but maybe he's just like a friend, he's not going to give his life for you. A horse. Horses were made for jihad. Horses were made for jihad. As they go into the enemy, that horse is not bothered of its life at all. It just needs to make sure my master comes out alive. A horse. Allah Tabarakala says, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. By the oath of those horses who run so fast, ضَبْحًا, and they hit with their hoofs on the ground. What we call, either they trotting or they galloping. So you can just hear the tick, 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 tick. That's the horse. The sound of that horse. May Allah Tawarukala make that all of us sometime in our life get a chance to ride horses. And ride it only for this, that my Nabi rode it. Besides that, after that, the entire body gets its exercise through horses. But when you will ride that horse, at the beginning you can't reach that tick, 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 tick. At the beginning, it will just be a small leg. But when you come onto that level where you can fly with the horse, fly. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a master horseman. That is why on one occasion they heard a bang. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, we went out to see what was that sound. While we got ready to go out, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was already returning. Says, we were getting ready to go out. So normally you say, saddle the animal and give me my armor. Something happened. And then you call a second person, a third person, because it's night. He said, when we just came to start going to see, we saw him returning. So he said that, no, it's okay. But don't worry. Then we were looking at him shocked, like we only reached here, you went and you came back. So then he looked at his horse and he said, I found this horse like the ocean. I found this horse like the ocean, really. How those waves just go. I just jumped on the horse. I went and I came back. But how fast he was on his horse. How fast he had to get on, get wherever it was that sound. Come all the way back, no sign of tiredness on his face. And when they looked at him shocked, he said, I had the ocean with me. And then he got off. To be able to ride a horse like that. When that horse now makes this tick, 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 that bang, each bang is telling the rider, this is what is called appreciating a master. This is what it's called appreciating a master. So that master who's the rider, he doesn't ever create the horse. He only purchased the horse. He fed the horse and he's now riding the horse. He was not the creator. That horse that makes the tick, tick, tick is saying, oh rider, just because you fed me, my every run is only for you. Because you fed me, my every run, if I get tired, I get tired for you. If I stop, I stop for you. When I run for you. So that bang, wal-adiyat, by the oath of horses, that you can hear the sound of its steps. Fal-muriyati qadha, at times it hits on rock. When it hits on rock, it sends a spark up. So by the oath of those horses who create sparks, فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ subha, by the oath of those horses who are ready to attack in the early morning. It was the habit of the Arabs, if you had to attack, then as soon as light would come, launch your attack. Never would the horse say, I'm tired. That horse says to the rider, have you ever told your master you tired? Because I'll never ever say, I'm tired. But if the horse has to ask its rider, are you my real master? Then even the rider will say no. Allah is your master. But the horse will say, but still I appreciate whatever you have done. Look at the sugar. This is called sugar. That you will put something in my mouth, I appreciate it. No one in the world will be able to show appreciation like how a horse is showing to its master. But this surah Allah Tawarukala brings for the people of Iman that know that I want the believers to appreciate the real master. Like how the horse appreciates its rider. The surah created revolutions. A group came who were known as Sahaba. Allah Tabarakallah said, I tested their hearts for Iman. If someone had to say, is there anyone like a horse in appreciation? Then you will find a Sahabi standing. In appreciation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi was ready to run and he could run very fast. There was a time when the enemy stole some of the wealth of Islam. The Sahabi radiallahu an Salma bin Aqwa, he did not have time to get an animal to chase them. On foot he chased them. Running. They look at the distance today, how far he ran. While running, shooting at them. While running, shooting at them. The ending they looked, the enemy must have thought a whole army is going for them. One boy running. One boy. They showed the world that if the horse could do it for its rider, I did it for my Nabi. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا. The horse made sparks fly in the sky. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they went in the battle, as their swords hit, it showed sparks in the entire world. And they never stopped. They fought after one, they fought another, they fought another, they fought another. If someone can say, was anyone like a horse to its rider, they will be that one jama'at that said, we did it. After that, Allah tabarakala in every era created. But Allah tabarakala says in Quran, وَقَلِيل مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. That truly appreciating my favors, it's very few of my servants. So normally when we hear shukr, our understanding of shukr is, I thank Allah. And then we hear this verse, very few thank Allah. I say, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah. This surah is showing, thanks is not that. Thanks is behaving like the horse to the rider. At first jama'at were thankful to Allah's favors. In being thankful to Almighty Allah, when they were asked, they said, how can we refuse? How can we refuse? They gave everything, everything that is called. They appreciated the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. In his coming, they showed so much appreciation. A woman goes front. She says, this is my son, Anas bin Malik. Young boy, she says, accept him as your khadim. Please take him as your khadim. He must look after you. The mother got nothing to do with him. The young girl's in appreciation. The mother is making food. The father is sending his son. The battle takes place. The battle of Badr makes everyone happy. The battle of Uhud makes everyone sad. The news has come, so many martyrs, 70. 70, where everyone has a fear, it could have been my family. But the woman they meet and they say, do you know what, it's your family. Many in your family died. She says, tell me, is Allah's Nabi alive? This is called shukr. This is called shukr. Finally, when they say, Allah's Nabi, I need to see Allah's Nabi. She says, Allah's Nabi is alive, all the other pain, I'll manage it. That level of shukr. That, oh Allah, you brought your Nabi to us. So how the horse said to the rider, I'll do everything for you. There was that jama'at in the past in appreciation to what the rider had done. They said, I will do it all for you. The surah was to say to the ummah, behave like the horse. Behave like the horse. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعًا. When the horse goes into the enemy, it lets dust go flying. فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. And it goes right into the center of the armies. And it knows I might not come out alive, but the horse is not bothered. Why? Because the horse says, as long as my rider is happy. That's the appreciation of the horse. Allah Tabarak Tala then says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. That indeed man has never shown appreciation to his Allah. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And man himself is a witness to this now. Because after we understood what shukr is, then we all are witness. That if I thought shukr was to say, I thank you, O Allah, then that was a very low level of shukr. That was a very low level. That was what we call the dog who came and licked the master. But as soon as the robber came, the dog went running. And you say, you rubbish dog. You licked me when there was no fear. Do you call that you appreciated my favors? The real appreciation is when life is given. Wealth is given. Time is given. Desires are given. Desires. When appreciation is there, then even if there's love of this world, how in Jannah when Allah will ask, oh my servant, what do you want? The answer is, Allah, did you not do this for me? Have you not made my face white? Have you not entered me into paradise? Have you not done this? Then Allah will say, no, I got more to give you. I got more. But the servant just doesn't know. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached that level of shukr. So they said, oh Allah's Nabi, look at your leg. Take it easy. Allah has forgiven all past and future. Forget sin, there's no sin errors. Immediately he said, then should I not show appreciation to my Allah? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Meaning shukr means I must just do more. I must just do more. I must just do more. When there is no shukr, then the opposite comes. A sickness which is called the desire for whatever is nice. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ. And indeed, man in the love of khayr. Khayr means goodness. Goodness could be a lot of things. Goodness, when it comes in Quran, khayre kathir, abundance of goodness means knowledge. Abundance of goodness, khayre kathir. But when it comes khayr, goodness, it means wealth. Or it means anything that makes you happy. Sleep. Sleep is called, I like my sleep. Sleep is good. Khair. You will see students, as the years go, people, you get one group, they're not bothered of wealth. They're not bothered of food. You tell them breakfast, I just want to sleep. Hubbil khairi. As long as they can sleep, they come home in the weekend, I just want to sleep. Then you go to another level, where the boy starts doing business. Business is khair, goodness. Now you don't want to sleep now. Now the father is telling him, come home at night. You don't want to come home. He wants to do business till late. He's sitting on the phone. Money, 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 khair. One person wanted to sleep, not bothered of wealth. One person wanted wealth, not bothered of sleep. All is khair, goodness. وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِهَا. The best of the world, الْمَرْأَةُ صَالِحَةُ. A pious. So a girl also, a woman is also khair. You will see a boy who's thinking of marriage. بِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ. How much istikhara he makes. And I must get the right one. It's called khair. You don't want shar. You see on his face like, the answer come, answer never come. حُبِّ الْخَيْرِ الشَّدِيد. So khair will definitely come. But if that one on top is called shukr, that a man is so happy with Allah's favors, then he doesn't go on the demands of the love of goodness. The demand of the love of goodness can make a husband kill his wife also. Because remember, he said, I want goodness. She was goodness. But the time comes where something becomes better than her also. For him, that's also very good. It could be haram also, but when you got a sickness, I want good. Means, and good is always getting more. Whenever you reach something, it becomes second hand. So good means whatever is brand new. So if you got a brand new car, once you got it, you're not happy with it. You want hubbil khair, I must get the next. And that is why the whole world goes upwards. Wherever they reach, they're never happy. They would love to have one more. And the one trailing behind him says, I wish he can give me what he got. Because everyone is just looking at one above. You'll have to go searching in the world for the man who says, I'm content. Hardly you'll find. But if you find a man who's content, you will find he has been blessed with the quality of shukr. And the people who reached this quality, a time came in their lives that somebody else had to say that I cannot understand how much you thank Allah. I see you are covered in blisters, in sores. I see your body is such you can't manage to do much. I have been informed so and so passed away in your family. But still when I meet you, I see you just, your tongue. What are you saying? And I hear you saying, I thank you, O Allah, for all your favors. And then the man says to him, what favors are you thinking about, talking about? He says, what about this tongue? Is my tongue not able to move? Look at this sugar. That person is not now madly in love with his desire, I must get more goodness. His tongue, sugar. That horse never made sugar, it was born like this. The horse's nature is. Me and you, we have to work on it. We have to work on it. But this sugar is, this surah is to say, oh man, you are a nashukr. That you have not appreciated your Allah. Appreciate and everything will come right. And at the end of the surah it comes, and if you can't learn how to appreciate, then just think about the day when the sickness which is within the heart will be shown to everyone. Because normally when a man knows he's going to the dentist, you see that day how he brushes his teeth. The dentist is supposed to clean his teeth, he paid him for that. But he don't want the dentist to see dirty teeth. So he paid the dentist, but he'll make sure I clean, 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 like to show the dentist I got clean teeth. Why you went to the dentist? But he doesn't like anyone to see his faults. No one must see. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, remember there's a sickness in the heart. There will be a day where the whole world will be there. Things that are in the heart are going to come out. Are you going to wait for that day where people will see what a greedy man you are? أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Does he not know of that day when whatever is within, إِذَا بُعْثِرَ, that whoever is in the grave, he will be made to stand. And on that day, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, whatever is in the chest will be squeezed out. And it will come in front of that person. And then your hisab will start. On that day, if a man is found to be a man of shukr of Almighty Allah, he will be very happy on that day. Think of the horse. Hear the tick, 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 tick of the horse. Every bang is saying to its master, its rider, I appreciate what you have done for me. And then the horse is saying to me, what about your tick, 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 tick? When you walking in the world, are you also saying to Allah that my every step is for you? Immediately our answer will be no. My every nay is for you, no. My every turn is for you, no. My waking up is for you, no. My sleeping is for you, no. My living is for you, no. My dying is for you, no. Then the horse will say, you are not like a horse. Ibrahim alayhi salam will then say, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati. That was called shukr. My loving, my dying, my salah, my sacrifice. Oh Allah, everything is for you. My every talk is for you. Everything for you. People reach the level, me and you got a very long journey to reach. But when you see the horse, take the lesson. That the horse is saying, I did it for my master. What about you? May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all faithful servants of Allah, grateful servants of Allah.